Conditionals and conditional arguments. Conditionals are statements that say that something is true if, or given that something else is true. Some examples: if the ontological argument is sound, then God exists. If Susan makes an A on the final, she'll get an A for the course. If the premises are true in a valid argument, the conclusion must be true. Notice that the last there, the definition of validity, is itself a conditional statement. Conditionals are compound sentences. That means they have other sentences as parts. In the case of conditionals, there are two parts: the antecedent, the if part, and the consequent, the then part. Here are some examples, or one example anyway. If it rains, then the fire danger will decrease. The antecedent, it rains, the consequent is, the fire danger will decrease. Notice that the if and the then aren't part of the antecedent or the consequent. Conditionals are hypothetical statements. They don't claim anything about the truth value of the antecedent or the consequent, just that if one is true, the other one will be. To understand that, consider this statement: if Susan makes an A on the final, she'll get an A for the course. Well, what do you know if Susan gets an A for the course? Do you know that she got an A for the final? Well, not necessarily. She may have gotten a B, and that might have been good enough. What if you know that she did not get an A on the final? Do you know then that she did not get an A for the course? No, for the same reasoning. Now, if you know that the conditional statement, if Susan gets an A on the final, she'll get an A for the course, is true, and you know that she did not get an A for the course, then you know that she must not have gotten an A for the final. Here are some alternative ways to state conditionals. Notice that that last one, A only if B, is equivalent to if A then B. All of those mean the same thing. So to say that if Lassie's a dog, then Lassie's a mammal, that means the same thing logically as Lassie is a dog only if Lassie is a mammal. The reason has to do with something called necessary and sufficient conditions. A sufficient condition works like this: A is sufficient for B if A's being true is enough to make B true. So making an average score of 99 is sufficient for getting an A in the course. Now, it's not necessary. A 98, 97, 96, those will work too. A necessary condition is one such that A is necessary for B if the truth of A requires the truth of B. Let me back up and say that again. A is necessary for B if B's being true requires A's being true. For instance, it's necessary to be enrolled in the course to receive an A in the course. It's necessary to be enrolled in the course to get any grade in the course. Now, in a conditional, the antecedent is a sufficient condition for the consequent, and the consequent is a necessary condition for the antecedent. So if Lassie's a dog, then Lassie's a mammal, Lassie's being a dog is sufficient for Lassie's being a mammal. If you know that Lassie's a dog, that's enough for you to know that Lassie's a mammal. But Lassie's being a mammal is necessary for Lassie's being a dog. There's no way that Lassie can be a dog without Lassie also being a mammal. Okay, for any two sentences A and B, one of the following is true: A is sufficient for B, A is necessary for B, A is both necessary and sufficient, or A is neither necessary nor sufficient. Some examples will help you understand that. If A is the presence of oxygen, B is combustion, you know that A is necessary for B. Oxygen being present is necessary for combustion. Not sufficient, fortunately. Otherwise, we'd all be on fire. If A is being a good golfer and B is being from Kansas, well, those two are irrelevant, so we know that A is neither necessary nor sufficient for B. Being born in the U.S. is sufficient for being a U.S. citizen, not necessary. Getting an A in the course and making at least a 90 average is both necessary and sufficient, assuming there's no curve. Okay, the word if signifies a sufficient condition. The phrase only if signifies a necessary condition. If and only if is a condition that's both necessary and sufficient. So consider this example. The father says to his daughter, "You can use the car tonight, only if you wash it first." What do you think is likely to occur? Well, first, the daughter's probably going to wash the car, thinking that then she'll be able to use it that evening. She's thinking of it as washing the car is a sufficient condition for using the car. But the father never said that. He didn't say it was sufficient, only that it was necessary. Maybe some other things that are required, too. What good is a critical thinking course if you can't learn to manipulate your children later in life? Okay, conditional arguments have a conditional as a premise. Here's the first one. It's called modus ponens. If Mary passed the final, she got at least a B in the class. Mary passed the final. Well, we know then that she got at least a B in the class. It's also called affirming the antecedent. It has the form if A then B, A therefore B, and it's valid. Now there's a corresponding invalid argument form that looks a lot like modus ponens, affirming the consequent. If you drive 75 in the school zone, you will get a ticket. You get a ticket, therefore you must have been driving 75. Well, that doesn't follow. You could have gotten the ticket for driving 35, 45, 30, so on. It's an invalid argument form. There are also conditional arguments that deny something in one of the premises. Modus tollens is the valid argument form. If gas goes over $3 a gallon, I'll buy a more fuel-efficient car. Well, I don't buy a more fuel-efficient car. It must be the case that gas did not go over $3 a gallon. It's also called denying the consequent, and it's valid. On the other hand, denying the antecedent is invalid. If you make a perfect score on all exams, you'll get an A. You don't make a perfect score, you don't get an A. Well, the conclusion doesn't follow from the premises. It could be the case that you made a slightly less than perfect score on the exams and assignments, so your average wasn't 100, it was just 99. Well, that will still get you an A. Here are two valid conditional arguments, modus ponens on the left, modus tollens on the right. And remember from the lecture on arguments that if these are valid, if this is a valid argument form, then any argument that has that same form will also be valid. And any argument that has one of these forms will be invalid. Affirming the consequent on the left and denying the antecedent on the right, both invalid. And that concludes this short lesson on conditionals and conditional arguments.